ADR doesn't just happen. A lot of our work to do ADR requires a lot of organizing work. If we had organized people, we might have been able to hold the kinds of dialogues that were subsequently held at the South Street Seaport and at the Jacob Javits Center. As it turns out, it wasn't people who consider themselves dispute resolvers who organized them, but America Speaks. I don't know if you're familiar with them down in Washington. Used their electronic technology to do the 21st century town meeting, and they did a phenomenal job. But they weren't part of New York, didn't know the New York people to get the facilitators, particularly for the first listening to the city. And by then, it was like January. The first town meeting was held on February 7th. We had our listserv, and they called and asked if we could post a call for facilitators and mediators in New York. I can imagine that if the dispute resolution community was also geared up to do lots of community organizing work, that we could probably do a lot more work. Because in order to bring people together, one often has to do a lot of preparing people to come to the table. And that's pretty labor-intensive. Community organizers do a lot of that. The question is whether, in bringing people together, they then know how to facilitate the way people in this field do. But my sense is that a lot of it is on-the-job training, and many of them can do it very well. So the question again is, what do we bring that's so unique if other people can do our work, or if we don't do all of what's required in order for us to do our work?
Yeah, that's sort of a scary question for the field.
Well, for the field, I mean, we often say, people aren't using mediation. Uh-huh. People resist it. Well, in order for people to feel comfortable with it, they have to know about it. They have to know about you. I mean, there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be laid. Talk about intractable conflict. I mean, where there are layers and layers and layers that need to be dealt with. The feelings, the perceptions, the history, the issues, the concerns. In order to get those individuals to feel comfortable to come to the table, takes a lot of organizing work, trust-building work. And community organizers at the local level often do that. At the international level, you have diplomats and others who are trying to lay that groundwork.